children or difficult relationships with a mother and a child, or a child with their mother, or because of the death of a child or of a mother, or even because of divorce and relationship breakdown and children not being able to be with their mothers on Mothering Day, or a dad parenting alone trying to fill the role of mother and father. Which could beg the question, why do we bother? Why do we do Mothering Sunday if it's so difficult for so many people? I think the reason we do it is because it's important. It might have lost its original meaning in the past about the mother church and coming back, and has all been absorbed into the American Secular Mother's Day. But it's still important that we actually celebrate and encourage mothers. That we honour them, because we need to acknowledge, and I think most mums here would agree with me, that being a mum is flipping hard work. Yep, yep. It's very hard, it's got lousy pay and benefits, little thanks, it's massively undervalued and unappreciated, especially by the ones you're mothering very often. Not looking at my son. He's lovely. Important that we do it, that we do celebrate and honour and show some value to mothers. Because over the years I've worked with lots and lots of mums, and a great many of them don't feel like they're doing a particularly good job, and definitely don't feel valued and appreciated. A few years back I was doing Rosie, my youngest, hair, and just brushing and plaiting it, and she said, "Mummy, when I grow up I could be a hairdresser." And I said, yeah, you could. You could be a hairdresser, or you could be an author, or a teacher, or a doctor, or an astronaut. You could be anything, Rosie. And she went, oh, or a butterfly. Well, maybe not a butterfly. But it's great, because nowadays our daughters are quite rightly encouraged that they can do and be anything. And we have career days, and we tell them about special programs to help them, and open doors for professions that once were completely closed to them, that they didn't have a chance of entering. But I wonder, are they also told that it's worthwhile to stay at home and care for your child if that's what you want to do? And I don't think they are, because I don't think there's a great deal of value placed on being a mother. As so many mums that I meet, if they're asked, oh, do you work? They'll say, no, I'm just a mum. Just a mum. It's one of the most important jobs in the world, whether you stay at home and do it full time, or if you have two jobs of going out to work and then coming home and doing everything at home. You're not just a mum. Being a mum is one of the most important and valuable roles there is. Don't ever say you're just a mum. In the Bible as well, God's love is described as being like that of a mother. Sarah said before, we have Father God, but also God's love is described as being like that of a mother. In Isaiah 66, 13, the Lord says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And again in Isaiah 49, 15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. If God's love is compared to that as a mother, maybe we shouldn't see it as so worthless. So Mothering Sunday is good to remind us of the need to value much more highly and support and encourage mothers. And we had that definition earlier of motherliness, resembling or characteristic of a mother, especially in being caring, protective and kind. And it reminds us of the need that everybody has to be mothered. All of us need a bit of mothering. And it's something that we can all do, mother or not. Male, female, adult, child, all of us can show motherliness. How different might things have been if Moses had only had his mother to care for him? Jochebed, Moses' mother, did what she could for as long as she could. And I wonder what she hoped or expected would happen when she placed him in the river. Did she hope someone would find him and be able to take care of him? Or was she accepting that she was just going to have to let him go and say goodbye to him? She might never have known what had become of him if it wasn't for Miriam, his sister. Miriam watched over Moses like a mother. She stepped in to help when he was found. She showed amazing courage by going and speaking to Pharaoh's daughter. How suspicious suspicious would it have been if Jochebed was there loitering by the river and offering to nurse and care for this child? But Miriam was able to be the mother that Moses needed at that time. When his own mother couldn't, she could step in and do it. And her willingness to do so reunited Moses and his mother for a time. Moses' mother was able to nurse him and to raise him at the start of his life under the protection of his adoptive mother, Pharaoh's daughter. There's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, in Moses' case, it took at least three mothers. So what can we take from this? I think we can take that we all have a motherly role, even if we're not a birth mother or even a woman. If Miriam had been male, would that have mattered? I don't think so. I think a boy could just as easily have gone up to Pharaoh's daughter and offered to have gone and found someone to care for the child, and the outcome would have been the same. Male or female could have fulfilled that motherly role. And what about Pharaoh's daughter? She was a different race and social class, but she felt love and compassion for Moses, and so she stepped in and cared for him. We can all watch over people and step in as and when is necessary. We can all offer assistance and care and love. But who to? To everyone, to each other. We can all show motherly love. Look around you now. Look around you at the people sat around you and next to you, some in your family, some you don't know. You could decide to mother someone here today. Maybe someone who's lacking in confidence or shy in our church. Maybe you could go up and talk to them, ask them how their week's been, introduce them to someone else, encourage them, mother them. Chat to some of our wonderful teenagers and children. It can be hard going, but persevere. Go and speak to them. Ask them about their studies. Ask them about their hobbies. Ask them what they want to be when they leave school, butterfly or not. Go and chat to them. Offer to pray for them. When they're serving drinks or welcoming you on the door or doing a reading, encourage them. Thank them. Tell them it's fantastic to see them in church. What about inviting someone on their own back for lunch? Mother them. After the service, go and get a coffee for one of the more mature members of our church and go and sit with them and chat to them and drink the coffee together. Mother them. Or grandparents, parents of older children, go and offer to hold a baby. Go and be a listening ear and a smiling acknowledgement of how rubbish it can be sometimes, how hard, but also encourage them at how fantastic it can be to be a parent. Mother them. Come and help at fledglings. Advert time. Come and help at fledglings and mother the mums. Come again and hold a baby so a mum can have a hot cup of tea. Or come to Holiday Club and mother the children and the parents and the team. Or Generation Gold and mother some of our older members of our congregation. Come along and be a mother to them. And look beyond our church into our village, our workplaces, our schools. Children, go and ask someone on their own if they want to join in your game or your conversation. Go and mother them. Ask your mum or your dad or your sister or your brother, children, if you can do something for them. If you could play a game with a younger sibling, just tell them that you love them. Go and mother them. Find people and mother them. So this Mother's Day, let's celebrate mothers and motherhood, but let's also be challenged to motherliness. Look around you and see who you can be a mother to. We are going to sing again now.